This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that a very disturbing poll appeared. And it apparently is not alone. There are others on the way. It's disturbing in the sense that a House race for control of the House of Representatives that looked like it was just about over, even at the 538 where they do odds, gave the Republicans an 88% chance of winning control of the House. But there is a new poll that now shows there's a tie. I mean, basically, it's one point in the Democrats' favor among voters in general, 1 point in Republican favor among people who are actually likely voters, as they classify them in these polls. This is not an exact science. Nobody knows. There is, as even the New York Times acknowledges, a history of many polls that gave more optimistic news to Democrats when they didn't deserve it, when they ended up losing elections. That was a big factor in 2016 when Trump won the race, and nobody questions that he did win the race in the Electoral College. Yes, yes, I know. He lost the popular vote. But this particular new poll is put out like this. It's a pretty surprising result, writes Nate Cohn in the website of the New York Times, not in the paper itself. He says it's a pretty surprising result given the circumstances. Analysts have all but written off the Democrats in the race for House control, not only because of Biden's ratings being so poor, but also because there's a long history of the president's party getting pummeled in midterm elections. There are only two midterm elections in the modern political era in the last 100 years, really. There are only two where the president's party has not lost seats. You know which the two were? You can amaze your friends and actually stun, win bets on something like this if you want to. One was with George W. Bush in 2002. And because of his soaring popularity and the popularity of pro-defense Republicans, after the September 11th attacks, he actually gained some seats, and particularly in the Senate, which gave unchallenged GOP control of the Senate when they before had been divided 50-50, at least after the Jumpin' Jim Jeffords episode in Vermont, where a Republican senator switched to the Democratic side and ended up dividing the Senate evenly. That's not true. He actually gave, the Senate had been divided evenly before Jim Jeffords gave the Democrats control. So that was a similar situation, but Bush actually won. The other situation was in 1934 after Franklin Roosevelt won, and the early days of the New Deal were very popular. He won in a landslide against Hoover, and then in 1934 he gained seats in the House and in the Senate. But even for Franklin Roosevelt, the off-year election after his massive re-election in 1936, the Democrats lost more than 50 seats. So it's very normal for people to lose seats in a an off-year election. And Nate Cohn writes that the Times Siena poll is not alone in showing a newly competitive race at this stage. Since the court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, most polls have shown a tight race on the so-called generic ballot, which asks people whether you would prefer Democrats or Republicans to control Congress. The race has shifted about 3 points in the Democrats' direction compared with surveys by the same pollsters before the court's ruling. At least for the moment, conservative policy victories on abortion, climate policy, religious rights and gun laws, and a spate of mass shootings seem to have insulated Democrats. State polls have also looked good for Democrats. Their party has led just about every poll of a hotly contested Senate race over the last few months, including polls of Republican-held states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio. If all this good polling for the Democrats reminds you of a story you've heard before, writes Nate Cohn of the New York Times, there's a reason. The polls have overestimated Democratic support for much of the last decade. And by the way, good for him for admitting that. Partly because polls have a harder time reaching working class voters who have been trending Republican. It's hard not to wonder whether the good news for Democrats might simply be a harbinger of yet another high-profile misfire. It could also mean that the Democrats are at a high watermark that will not last. Republicans will try to make the races a referendum on the president, and only 23% of undecided voters in the Time-Siena poll approve of Joe Biden's performance. That means if those undecided voters actually come to the polls, the chances are overwhelming they're going to vote for somebody who isn't a Democrat. And that usually means a Republican candidate. If inflation remains high this year, as many economists predict, undecided voters might have further reason to break against the Democrats. The general election campaign might be especially helpful to the Republican candidates coming out of bruising primary elections. It's understandable why Republican voters who just voted against damaged or flawed candidates like J.D. Vance in Ohio and Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania may be reluctant to embrace these candidates immediately. Yet that could change when the race focuses on partisan issues and the stakes of congressional control, reminding these voters why they are Republican. For the moment, the Democrats are benefiting from a favorable news environment. The recent Supreme Court rulings, the mass shootings, and even the January 6th hearings have focused national attention on a relatively favorable set of issues for Democrats. For them to stay competitive, they might need to keep those issues in the limelight until November. And then when you look at the poll itself, some of it is so lopsided in favor of the Democrats on issues that you got to question it. I mean, look, I know that people in polling tend to side with Democrats on gun-related issues. But you know what they have here? They say, first of all, when it comes to what you consider to be the biggest problem facing the country, 10% of registered voters say the biggest problem we have in the country is guns. And they favor Democrats with 67% of the vote, Republicans with 5%. Now, what that means, honestly, what that means is if that poll is accurate, and it's 67% to 5%, it means a majority of gun owners don't like the Republicans on gun issues. On abortion, it's not quite as bad, but close. Abortion, there are 6% of the voters who say that's the number one issue, and they go 67% for Democrats, 15% for Republicans. But then you come to the economy and inflation. And the economy and inflation, and by the way, this one is just not giving people things to check off a list. You go to them, you say, what's the number one issue for you? And then, okay, those who say economy and inflation, that's 36%, and Republicans win on that one big time. So that's the issue. And where do Republicans stand? Where do they go? And what about Bigfoot being implicated in a murder? No, it's a real case. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show. I think it's worth talking about why it is that on the issue of abortion, which clearly the Democrats are trying to emphasize, they're trying to emphasize the issue of abortion because it distracts from the bad economy, which works against them profoundly. Of course, people naturally blame the president in power for the economy. That's what doomed George Herbert Walker Bush when he's running against Bill Clinton. If you look at these two guys and their competence and their honor and who they were, their character, how do you choose Bill Clinton over George Herbert Walker Bush? And the answer is because, as James Carville said in that campaign, it's the economy, stupid. And the economy, Americans were convinced at that time, was a mess. It's more of a mess now. And not in terms of jobs, not in terms of employment. Then there was very high unemployment, too. But in terms of inflation, and the inflation's infinitely worse right now, and people are not optimistic about the economic future. So naturally, the Democrats don't want to be blamed for that, either for the Democratic governors, a number of the top Democratic governors, like Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, who was mentioned as a presidential possibility. New polling shows that there is a bare majority that approves of the job she's doing as governor of Michigan. She has the great blessing of the Republican who could have given her the best challenge. James Craig is not going to be on the ballot. He's talking about running as a write-in. He's the outgoing police chief of Detroit, and he's African-American. In any event, Gretchen Whitmer is on the ballot. Other leading Democrats who are considered as potential presidential candidates, if Joe Biden steps aside, are on the ballot. And they want to talk about abortion, 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 because that's an issue that they think works for them. And it's an issue that takes attention away from the economic failures. And yes, some of the foreign policy failures of the Biden administration. I mean, people will remember, and they will be reminded by countless ads, I am sure, not just in 2024, but in 2022, of the disaster that was involved with our precipitous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Elizabeth Warren, however, and this is actually the key for Republicans in responding on the abortion issue. Elizabeth Warren is so extreme and so far beyond what any substantial group in the population in America believes that she comes up with statements like this concerning what are called crisis pregnancy centers. Now, let me give you a little bit of background. I have spoken for crisis pregnancy centers in a half dozen states. Here in Washington, I did one for Snohomish County up in Everett and helped at a fundraising event for them. What crisis pregnancy centers do is they offer help for people who have a pregnancy and they don't know how they're going to deal with it and they're worried about it. And they offer them medical help that steers them away from abortions. It doesn't guilt them. It doesn't shame them. And you can hear the testimonials of women and of grown women who themselves were saved, were actually allowed to come into life because of the work of crisis pregnancy centers that help parents choose to have the baby or to give it up for adoption, but to give it the gift of life in any event. And here is Elizabeth Warren talking about trying to close these wonderful operations down. This is clip 1.5.
In Massachusetts, right now, those crisis pregnancy centers that are there to fool people who are looking for pregnancy termination help outnumber true abortion clinics by 3-1. We need to shut them down here in Massachusetts, and we need to shut them down all around the country. You should not be able to torture a pregnant person like that.
To torture a pregnant person like that? You know, if, I have heard and spoken to very directly some of the people who have benefited from these services. And these nonprofits, which people generously support, have a very successful record. They're part of the reason that the abortion rate has gone down so dramatically in the United States. We have far fewer abortions today because more people are being persuaded to choose life. Not because they are stopped or pursued by the government or pursued by someone looking for a bounty to turn them in, but for Elizabeth Warren to say that we've got to shut them down. She doesn't believe in the free market. She doesn't believe in the free market of ideas. If people are still going to crisis pregnancy centers, not to be tortured, but to find another non-abortion, non-fatal means of dealing with their pregnancy, then how dare she? It's outrageous, and she deserves every kind of pushback and indignation on this issue. 1-800-955-1776. And then there's also this, which is another illustration of how Republicans need to respond to this and the overarching strategy. We'll get to that in a minute. This is Senator Kristen Gillibrand of New York State. And she says, no, the arguments about abortion are not about one medical procedure. Listen.
If this Supreme Court takes away our right to privacy, it means the right to privacy for everyone. This is not about one medical procedure. This is literally about whether you are an equal citizen under the law, under our Constitution. And for these white right-wing legislatures to be going out after this right to travel just underscores they are eliminating all of your rights to privacy. And if you can't travel, and your loved ones can't travel, and your family can't travel to give you life-saving care, then everyone's right to privacy is eliminated. This is much bigger than these justices want us to believe. It is not about a medical procedure. It is about fundamental constitutional rights that are being eliminated one by one, not only by the Supreme Court, but by right-wing legislatures who are trying to augment the ability to control 50% of the U.S. population.
Okay, when you talk about the right to travel being eliminated, do I think it's a good idea for Republicans to push right now for criminalizing people crossing state lines in order to seek an abortion? I think it's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. And again, it is feeding fanatics like Kirsten Gillibrand. The way the abortion issue is going to work out, and it's going to be fought out in state after state after state. That's what the Constitution of the United States calls for. That's what the Dobbs decision calls for. But the winner in these arguments is going to be the one who doesn't sound shrill and fanatical and hysterical and out of the mainstream. We will be back on the MedVed Show.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are being blamed by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as annual inflation rises just above 9%. The Kentucky Republican accusing Democrats, especially President Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, of not taking the dangers of rising costs seriously. Oil and Iran are on President Biden's mind as he begins his first Middle East trip as President of the United States.
President Biden landed in Israel Wednesday morning for the start of his first trip to the region since taking office. The trip will include a visit to Saudi Arabia and a meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Many Republican lawmakers are criticizing Biden for not traveling to Texas and Alaska for more oil.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, okay, the big issue for most American voters, and this includes everybody, but overwhelming majority of voters that are described as working class. That would be people, black, white, Latino, without college degrees, who don't have fancy jobs, but have jobs that pay the bills and that are part of the American dream. The big issue is the economy, and one part of that issue is the cost of gas at the pump. And with all of that going on, there are companies out there, new startups, about enabling you to actually save a tremendous amount of money on the cost of energy and sources of energy. And this is not the idea of windmills as far as the eye can see, or solar panels, or something that is visionary. It's just good, practical stuff. And you can read about it. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and there's no cost at all. This is basically just to inform the public, and I'm thinking of this with President Biden in Israel, and people don't realize that Israel right now has more companies, Israeli companies, listed on the NASDAQ than any of the countries in Europe. China, I think, moved slightly ahead of Israel, but Israel's still ahead of Japan, for goodness sake. It's a little country, 10 million people. How'd they do it, and what do those companies do, particularly on two huge issues, one of which is water, which is something that Israel has done to make the desert bloom, as the biblical prophecy would have it. Desalinization technology. These companies are an opportunity, even at a time of lots of insecurity about our economy. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Go to the banner for Our Crowd. It's my brother's company. And people ask me all the time, it's weathering the economic challenges stronger than ever. You can see for yourself when you just click on the Our Crowd banner at michaelmedved.com. Little bit more on abortion and the idea of the hysterical side, and this is usually true on every issue in American politics, the side that is most hysterical, most extreme, most angry, most apocalyptic, that side is the losing side. It's the side that loses. And when you hear things like this particular witness who was speaking about abortion and the upcoming abortion debates that are going to be taking place in every single state in the union, this point of view, this is clip 7, shows you why it is that I don't think the Democrats are going to be able to sustain their advantage on the abortion issue. This is clip 7.
Abortion is normal. It is an act of love, and it is fundamentally health care.
Okay, how is abortion an act of love? 1-800-955-1776. Missing something here. Now, it may be an act of love if there's a medical emergency and the woman is threatened severely. We had friends who had that situation. And it can be that there needs to be attention to a threatening, horrible situation. It's very rare, but it happens. But if she says, in general, abortion is an act of love, is it an act of self-love? In what sense is abortion an act of love? If the Democrats want to run on that ticket, abortion is an act of love, they're not going to win. The majority of Americans, and it's big majorities, not small, it's big majorities by more than 20 points, Americans do not want free access to abortion after the first trimester. And which is why Governor DeSantis is now under very brutal attack because he put through the Florida legislature a bill that limits abortion to the first 15 weeks. Okay, that's in line with what the American public all across the country, every region of the country, wants. This is what I wrote about in Newsweek last week. This is Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and while abortion is an act of love, then how do you describe the efforts to curb, discourage, lower the rates of abortion, which I would think that all thoughtful people would prefer, you compare it to slavery. Listen, this is clip 11.
There's been some notion out there in other state legislatures that they are going to bring legal action against healthcare providers and against women themselves if they travel outside of states where abortion is banned to a city like Chicago or a state like Illinois. I mean, I have to tell you, as an African American, what I hear when I hear that is fugitive slave laws, like were back in the day where they're chasing people who are seeking freedom. It's the same kind of dynamic here.
Okay, except for the fact that what she doesn't mention is a disproportionate number of abortion victims, of babies who don't exist or not part of our world, and the most recent number that you can get in the studies, it's about 38% are black. And so to compare this to slavery, the effort to allow more children who happen to be black to come into our world, it's one of the reasons that people with very strong racist inclinations, like Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, many of those people with strong racist inclinations who believed in eugenics, who believed that there were certain races and groups of people that were just inferior by nature and really didn't deserve to have so many children, why some of those people were also very strong supporters, not of the pro-life movement, but of abortion itself. And that brings us to a question. I mention this to people because I think most Americans would agree that the idea that abortion has gone down so dramatically, that the percentage of pregnancies that are deliberately terminated has gone down, the number, and part of that is a reflection of people, yes, being better at using birth control, but it's also, it reflects a national consensus, which all the polls show, that people do not think abortion is an act of love or a beautiful thing or a wonderful idea. They think it is a sometimes a regrettable necessity. Sometimes, for whatever reasons, people feel they have that necessity. But the idea of I love my abortion is an act of love, that, it seems to me, is not going to sell. So what do the Democrats have if they exhaust this abortion issue, if there is, oh, let us help and pray that there is not another mass shooting incident that can be exploited to say, well, look, we haven't done enough, even though we passed the first major gun legislation in 30 years. That was passed with Republican support. There's one other issue that the Democrats do mean to exploit for the midterms. Now, we can stop them from doing that because that other issue is Trump. And it says there's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal about how the Democrats, many of them feel their only hope for actually winning in the midterms is making it all about Trump. Why? We'll get to that on the MedVet Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Michael Medved Show. There's big news from Oklahoma. And no, it has nothing to do with abortion. It has nothing to do with the election, I don't think. The headline from the Daily Beast, appropriately named for the story, is a day out hand fishing for catfish on the South Canadian River in Pontotoc County, Oklahoma. Did you know there was a South Canadian River in Oklahoma? Well, there is. In Pontotoc County, Oklahoma, that day out hand fishing has turned into a murder investigation after a man claims Bigfoot forced him to kill his friend. Larry Sanders, 53, stands charged with first-degree murder after allegedly admitting first to a family member and then later to police that he had to kill his noodling fishing partner, Jimmy Knighton, who Sanders believed wanted him dead by the hand of the mythical monster Bigfoot. Now, I resent that they describe Bigfoot as a mythical monster. He's not a monster. He's a vegetarian. Oh, he is. He's a herbivore. And I'm surprised to see him in Oklahoma, but they've had sightings there, too. Noodling is a popular fishing technique used in the southern United States to catch catfish by sticking one's hand in its mouth. Sounds efficient. The local sheriff, John Christian, told local media that Sanders may have been under the influence of something. I can only imagine what that could possibly be. In his statement, he said that Mr. Knighton, who was the victim, had summoned Bigfoot to come and kill him, and so that's why he had to kill Mr. Knighton. The official said that confession always makes it easier, but that the difficulty came in trying to find Knighton's body, which had floated on the river currents and was not discovered until more than 24 hours after the deadly incident. You still have to prove all the elements of the crime and what the suspect is telling you. You have to prove that that's actually what happened. So how do they prove that Bigfoot was Bigfoot wading in the river? They're in the middle of the river. They're trying to catch the fish with their hands. Christian said the local prosecutor would likely push for the death penalty if Sanders is found guilty in the case. If there is a continued insistence that Bigfoot participated, we will keep you informed. There is this... In terms of a striking editorial in the Wall Street Journal, it says Donald Trump's whisperers are saying he may soon announce his plans to run for president in 2024. And Democrats, yes, Democrats are keeping their fingers crossed that he does. Since his surprising victory in 2016, says the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump has been the main cause of Democratic electoral success. All the usual signs say this should be an excellent election year for Republicans. Perhaps an historic one. Inflation is 9.1% as of this morning. Gasoline is $4.50 a gallon, if you're lucky. Mothers can't get baby formula. Crime is rising. 401k values are falling. And rogue nations are on the march around the world. The polls show nearly 80% of the public thinks the country is moving in the wrong direction. President Biden's job approval rating is under 38%, and the Real Clear Politics Composite Index, and 33% in the latest New York Times survey. That's Mariana Trench depth for presidents, and it typically signals a midterm rout for the party in power. This all means if the record of Mr. Biden and Democrats in Congress is the dominant issue in November, the GOP should regain control of both the House and the Senate. To put it more starkly, less than 4 months before Election Day, it would take surprising events or political malpractice for the GOP to lose. Enter Donald Trump, who may announce his presidential candidacy before the midterms, which we can't recall a major candidate doing. The former president's advisors say he may do this so soon because he doesn't like the attention other potential candidates are getting. That would thrill Democrats who are eager to change the subject from inflation and the Biden record. They timed their January 6th committee hearings for mid-2022 to remind everybody about Mr. Trump's behavior and wrap him around GOP candidates. That won't matter in safe GOP districts, they write, but it would work in the swing House districts and states where Democrats won their majority in 2018 as suburban voters wanted a check on Mr. Trump's chaotic governance. If the main issue in November is GOP loyalty to Mr. Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen, Democrats have a good chance to hold Congress. Republicans would have to play defense rather than focus on the Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer record. This is what cost the GOP the two Georgia Senate seats in January 2021, as Mr. Trump dampened GOP turnout by telling the voters that the presidential race was stolen. The two incumbent GOP senators should have been making the case to check Mr. Biden and the left. Mr. Trump is in danger of repeating the Georgia mistake by focusing almost entirely on the last election rather than this one. And this is the advantage for Democrats in talking about January 6th, because that's all about the last election. What's the justification for January 6th if you don't start digging into the stop the steal ideology? Mr. Trump's meddling in primaries has already hurt GOP chances of taking back the Senate. His vendetta against Doug Ducey in Arizona kept the governor from running for the Senate, though Mr. Ducey would have been the strongest candidate against Senator Mark Kelly. Mr. Trump's preferred candidates in key states are struggling or close in the polls despite the favorable GOP trends. Mehmet Oz is trailing left-wing Democrat John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. Herschel Walker is a rookie candidate showing his inexperience in Georgia. And Representative Ted Budd is barely ahead in North Carolina. As in 2010, Democrats could prevail against a slate of weak GOP candidates. Is it possible that voter unhappiness with the Democrats may be so strong that it swamps any concerns with Mr. Trump, who, after all, will not be on the ballot? Glenn Youngkin was able to win the state house in Virginia in part because Mr. Trump largely stayed out of the race. But that was a real exception, and Mr. Trump typically can't help himself. He wants to be the center of attention all the time, and the media are all too happy to oblige. All the more now that his preoccupation is overcoming the stigma of his defeat in 2020 by sticking to his stolen election line. If Republicans fall short of the gains they expect in Congress, he'll blame them. If they do well, he'll claim credit himself. Which brings us back to the most recent polls. For all of its bad news, for Mr. Biden, he still beats Trump 44% to 41% in a theoretical 2024 presidential rematch. What does it say that Joe Biden, the least popular president in modern times, still beats Donald Trump? That's a huge question. And it's a legitimate question. Do Republicans really want to win? There's bad news about fundraising, which is one aspect of campaigning. The Democrats have raised much more. Their senatorial arm in Georgia, Senator Warnock, Raphael Warnock, the incumbent senator who won last time very narrowly, is out raising Herschel Walker by about 3-1, a little bit more than 3-1. And this also goes to one of the truths about the Democratic Party that Republicans ought to be talking about, is they show in this New York Times Siena poll, for the first time in any poll ever, the Democrats do better among college-educated white people than they do among Latinos, African Americans, and Asians without college educations. In other words, and white people as well. In other words, the Republican base has increasingly shifted away from college-educated white people toward people of all races, where Republicans, according to the recent polling, are running almost even among Latinos. This is an amazing development. How do you keep that going? How do you add to that some of the college educated white people who have flocked to Democrats? Those are all questions worth discussing. We'll also be discussing the idea of Trump's legal liability and his future with Professor John Yoo of University of California, Berkeley, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.